This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
What's the green flag that led to date number two? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Guys, there's so many red flags out there. But what about all the pretty little green ones?
Nobody's talking about them.
Well, especially if you're brand new to dating. If you're new to the dating scene, maybe, I don't know, you just got out of like a 35-year marriage. Maybe you're 18. Regardless, we all have our guard up and we constantly go out of our way to look for those red flags. Well, Breezy and I are here to tell you, you got to look for the green ones because those two exist.
Yeah, they do.
Some of you are in denial. Some of you are in toxic relationships where you take those little red flags and you paint over them and you turn them into pretty little green ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work that way. So we wanted to know, what are some of the green flags that you've experienced on a first date that made you want to have a second date? 585-252-9800. And these are great, too. Let's start with you, Hannah, our intern Hannah. You've been on probably tons and tons of dates. You're 21, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting after it in Nazareth.
Not many second ones, though.
Oh, because of the lack of green flags?
Yes, yeah. lack thereof.
Makes sense.
Well, give me an example.
Of some green flags, I think anybody that has asked questions back to me that, like, it wasn't an interview process.
The bar's high.
The bar is so high. Yeah, somebody that's just like, and how many siblings do you have?
Oh, this is so boring. This is so boring.
Yeah, I know. Well, my favorite thing is when someone like holds open a door for me.
No, that's
a nice green flag, I think.
That is a green flag.
That is a green flag.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Like, the bar is in the ground.
I'm asking you personally, though, a date you've been on where it went well, what was the green flag? Just the holding of the door?
I wrote it down. There's a combination of... They asked questions back. They held a door open for me, asked what kind of food I liked, and made a decision on where to go.
Oh, that's good.
I loved that. I didn't have to be like the one deciding.
They didn't say, I don't know.
Back and forth of like, what do you like? Like, we're going to go here then.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I like that. And then
the assertiveness.
Yeah, the assertiveness. And then just like, he had a good sense of humor. Like, some guys, like, I'll say something.
They take themselves too seriously.
They take themselves too seriously, or they try to make everything like weirdly sexual or like from the get-go, and it's uncomfortable. Someone with just like an innocent, like good sense of humor, and that's what like...
She's like, I have this written down for this specific segment. I didn't have this in my notes already prior.
Yeah.
And so there was a second date.
There was a second date.
But no third.
No.
What was the roadblock?
The roadblock was that he was like, I love you.
Oh, my Lord. What is wrong with these guys? They're young. You're young.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, they'll learn. They'll become numb like me eventually. Let's go over to Cassie, who's here. She goes, on our third date, we watched a movie at his place. He remembered that on our first date, I ordered a Dr. Pepper with my meal and a chocolate chip cookie for dessert. And he had Dr. Peppers for me in the fridge and made me homemade chocolate chip cookies. He burned them. But I married him 2 years later anyways. Oh, that's a good one. See? Pays attention to detail.
All right, but what was the first date? That's the third date. What about the first date, Cassie? You're not understanding the assignment.
Easy. All right, let's go over to this person. No name, but they said we had been dating about 6 months. The 6 months. We're looking for first dates, but I'm going to read this one anyway. We had been dating. She showed up at my apartment with a homemade cake on my birthday. And it might sound like no big deal to some people, but I've never dated a girl who cared about my birthday. I almost dropped to my knees and cried.
The drama. The drama.
Your mother never made you a cake?
Mine is like, my first date with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She drove like.
Well, you are passenger princess.
Exactly. And if I'm going to be, you know, living my life to the fullest, I need them to know that. I need that to be a boundary. I'm not getting in the driver's seat.
Oh, my God. So, trust me. After driving with you, I don't think anybody wants to.
That is true. It's for everyone's safety.
Let's go over to...
on and off the road.
The guy I brought home would wipe his piss off the toilet seat, and I thought that was thoughtful, which is why I went out with him a second time. The second date, he made me pay, and then it was all over with from there. Oh, so you brought him home on the first date. Oh, you silver-tongued devil.
We need to recognize that the bar could not be lower.
Wait, hold on. Here's a good one. I asked if she wanted to go to McDonald's and split some fries because that's all I could afford at the time. What a king. She said, sure. And we talked for a long time. We split a large fry, and she was so chill about it. And there was absolutely a second date after that.
Mm.
That's a good way to test a woman.
This person says, my first date with this guy, I had something tragic happen to me right before that I almost canceled the date because of. I actually let him know what was going on, and he said we didn't have to go if I didn't want to or feel comfortable, but he would come over and hang with me instead.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I mean, like, there are people out there that would have been like, all right, well, then you don't like me, and that's like, they would take it very personally and freak out.
Yeah. He's like, I'll come over there, try to get in your pants at your place instead.
She's like, I'm grieving. Thank you.
Paige says he came to my door and my puppy got excited. Without skipping a beat, he scooped up the dog and asked where the three of us were going. Automatic second date in the books. That's a good one. Especially if you meet a guy or a woman that loves your animal. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a green flag for me was went on a 4-hour date and it felt like only an hour had passed because, you know, all we did was talk and she laughed at all of my humor, all of my jokes where she had tears running down her face. And I was like, you know what? To me, that's when someone finds me that humorous, that's the most attractive quality that a person can have.
Little did you know she was running to the bathroom to put eye drops in, but these things are happening.
That would have been fine with me because you know what? A for effort.
It all was worth it because my boy Josh Allen ran for 26-yard touchdown, the fourth down, 2 minutes and 17 seconds left, stealing that win over the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah, they really cleaned up.
It was an exciting game, people. I'm telling you right now, we were tight. We were sharp. We really got after it. And when I say we, I mean the Buffalo Bills. I'm not on the team. James Cook rushed 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen threw 12 yards touchdown pass to Curtis Samuel. It was just, it was absolutely incredible. The energy in the stadium, electric. Electric, I tell you. Patrick Mahomes cried himself to sleep last night after they became defeated by the Buffalo Bills for the first time this season.
Handing them their first loss.
They were running undefeated for quite some time. And now they stand 9-1. Bills stand 9-2. We're just crushing it. We're going into a bye week this week.
Yes, we are.
So we gotta just stay focused. It's a nice way to go into a bye week with a win, a dub. You know what I'm saying? Taking the undefeated title from those Chiefs. And I will argue that the reason they lost last night is because Taylor Swift was not in the stands, but that's up for debate. Yeah, you know me. Huge Bills girl, huge sports girl. Thank you so much for tuning into the sports segment.
All sports, all the time.
Beep, 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 beep.
Coming up on the show, we'll tell you all about Alex Pepperman, the 8-foot, 320-pound jockey who was favored to win the Kentucky Derby.
What?
The only problem is he can't stop dragging his feet. That's next on ESPN 17.
We're definitely going to get in trouble. Let's end it. All right. Thank you so much.
I feel like they're going to get rid of Danger Down the Hall on the ESPN channel.
They've been talking about it for years. After they heard Breezy's Big Bet segment, they were like, we should probably.
Coming up on the show, one of my daughter's friend's mother is a mean girl. And I'm so tempted to finally tell her off, but I can't because I'm forced to interact with her constantly. Girl Scouts, dance classes, etc.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Could use some help on figuring out a way to distance my kids from her kids, but it's been a struggle. That's just some of the message we got from Alyssa for Parental Confidential today. Anyone else listening forced to hang out with another parent you absolutely hate? We'll get into that coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY. See her live. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
55 for the high today. Almost 60 by the time Wednesday hits. I don't know. I think Mother Nature is teasing us a little bit.
Yes, she is.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. Moose, Breezy, Parental Confidential. One of my daughter's friend's mother is a mean girl, and I'm so tempted to finally tell her off. I say do it. We'll call this girl Alyssa today. Just, you know, she wanted to be anonymous, but I was like, let's call her by my ex-girlfriend instead.
I'm dead.
So Alyssa writes, good morning, Moose and Breezy. You guys make my morning, so thank you for the entertainment on my way to work each day. Here's my situation. My daughter is 6 years old. She's got a few close girlfriends. All the parents are pretty cool, except for this one girl's mom. Normally, I'd ignore it. But unfortunately, it's hard as I'm forced to interact with her constantly.
Mm.
Girl Scouts, school, dance class, etc. And she likes to constantly brag about her daughter and herself. She also has something negative to say about so many people, including my own kids. Anyone know anyone like that? Very negative person in your life? Yes, we all have that one person.
We do.
So she goes on to say, she's smug, conceited, and I can't stand her. My kids constantly beg to want to go over to her house because she's the cool mom, and my kids get along great with her kids. But I don't know how to tell my kids I no longer want them hanging out with her kids. I feel like that's selfish, but what would you do if your kids were around someone that toxic? The last straw came when I ran into her at dance class last week. I had literally just come from my toddler son's IEP, where I learned he was probably autistic and needed center-based schooling. I was teary-eyed. I was trying to keep it together, and I told her what happened. Her response was, sorry, I see how upset you are, but I don't do hugs.
Oh, my God.
And then she made me feel even worse and somehow managed to turn that conversation into how she just paid off her car 3 years early.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, dude, people are just so not self-aware. It blows my mind.
They're really
so
not.
She goes on to say, Alyssa says, I can't stand her. I want to tell her off, but she knows everyone. Am I being overly sensitive? Thanks for letting me rant. No, thank you.
I don't do hugs.
I don't do hugs.
Like, I didn't want a hug from you anyways.
No, Katie, first of all, stop telling her all of your personal business.
Yeah. Because
she obviously doesn't care.
Right.
So.
You're hurting your own feelings in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 585-252-9800. How many of you, because so many parents are forced to hang out together when it comes to sporting events, school, dance class, you name it. Can you think of that one person, the parent that you absolutely hate? That sounds just like Alyssa's describing. There's one in every group. We can all think of that one person. If you can't, it's probably you.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I wanted to bring this up because I worked a child's birthday party over the weekend. And one thing that was crazy to me was when a parent drops their kid off at a party and they stay.
Oh.
And they stay. And like.
Other parents don't like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm hosting. Like, I'm worrying about the kids. And the one parent just sat on the couch, did not speak to the parents who were hosting.
Why?
It was so weird.
It's awkward.
Maybe this is the same type of situation.
Does that scream, I don't trust you to look after my kid?
It screams like helicopter parent. It screams like loosen the reins a little bit. Yeah,
that's very
uncomfortable. I'd be really embarrassed if my mom came and sat at the birthday party with me. It's super weird. I don't know. Very strange. But.
Yeah, it's like, here, take him. I'm heading up to the landing strip. I'll be back in 2 hours. All right, let's go over to Ash, who's weighing in. She says, first off, exactly what I said. Why are you telling her any of your business? Do not entertain her BS. One person, we got a listener here that says, you're not being overly sensitive. If it was me, I'd clap back politely. Oh, I didn't ask for a hug. Oh, what an interesting thing to say. Oh, we've been working hard to teach our kids humility, so we don't like to brag about silly things. I hate people like this. So if it were you guys in Alyssa's shoes, would you tell this mom off or just keep quiet and try to mind your own business for as long as you think you can?
I probably wouldn't tell her off just because I don't want to make an uncomfortable situation for not only myself, but my child as well.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I know. So selfless. just because it's just awkward. It's weird.
It's so awkward. You got to.
Just don't. I don't know. When it comes to what?
What's up, Hannah?
What, Hannah?
I mean, I know everyone wants to hear from me, a 21-year-old with no kids.
Yeah.
Everyone's chomping
at the bit. You might shock all of us. Go ahead.
Dying to know. But as someone experienced with Mean Girls, you just got to make her feel embarrassed.
How so?
Well, just ask her to repeat herself. That's a classic. Be like, sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say? And then they have to repeat like the really embarrassing thing they just said.
She said, I said, I just paid off my car 3 years early.
But then you go, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't see how that's relevant. Like you got to.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make her feel a little embarrassed. You know what I mean?
Hannah's like, I am the queen of making people feel embarrassed.
thank you for that, Hannah. That's actually very helpful.
Great advice, Hannah.
Chris says, I would make a Facebook group about the worst moms in Rochester and have her on it. Be discreet, of course. We absolutely love the advice from the men.
Not the bullying. Oh, my God.
Lynn says, nobody is forcing you to have to interact with this woman. Your kids might get along, and that's fine, but just mind your own business. If you know the type of person she is, there's no reason to share personal information with her. She clearly could care less. Yeah, not to mention, she doesn't do hugs.
Not a hugger. Sorry. Sorry, queen.
Let me go. Excuse me. Let me go over to Lori. 585-252-9800 is the number to hit us up for Parental Confidential. Lori says, unfortunately in life, there will be things we wish we could avoid, but we just can't. Mm. So we have to push through the best way we can. Mm. Since you say you can't avoid her and she knows everyone, I would not make her an enemy. I just keep a polite distance as best you can. I know. And, you know, some of this sounds like it's just common sense. But for other people, it's tough. It's tough to hold it in. It's tough to bite your tongue.
Right.
It really is. Especially you. God, if you were a parent and this happened to you.
I know. But like I said, for the greater good of my child, I would probably keep my mouth shut. Because it's like, I don't want my personal feelings on this kid's mom to affect my kid and her friendship with this person.
Would you, because she's such a toxic person, like Alyssa said, would you try to figure out a way to keep your kids from hanging out with her kids?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's damaging to the kid, their relationship, their skills around that. Like, I think it's just kind of like, I don't think it's wise to let, like I said, my feelings on someone else's parent affect my kid and her friendship.
Mm.
So just keep it cordial. Because if you do call her out, the mom could retaliate and be like, you're never hanging out with her again.
Yeah, and then your kids can suffer.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Psychopath is capable of. Gina says, why are you even telling her your own business? Just say hi and bye if you want. And when she starts bragging about herself, just say stuff like, oh, nice, cool, sounds good, okay. Sound as uninterested as possible. And she'll move on to someone that actually shows that they care.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Thank you guys so much. That really was. So from here on out, Alyssa, you're going to mind your own business and you're not going to share personal information with this witch. Just do you. And if your kids are hanging out with her kids and having a good time and they're not scarred when they come home, then continue to carry on,
absolutely,
if you will. Thank you guys for all the advice this morning for parental. PXY Mornings, we'll be right back.
98 PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.